We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Rutgers Baseball Podcast. We are once again joined by Rutgers head baseball coach Steve Owens. We'll recap the weekend down in South Carolina at the Swig and Swine Classic, where Rutgers went 1-2, beating George Mason on Friday and then falling to Ball State and Boston College on Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk about the continued impressive play of a couple of young guys on the team, and then we'll take a look ahead to this upcoming week. Rutgers will welcome St. Joseph's to Baton Field on Wednesday for the home opener at 3 p.m., and then hit the road once again to go face UNC Greensboro, last year's SoCon champions, where they advanced to the Statesboro NCAA regional. So should be another good weekend on tap, some more good competition, and another great weekend of Rutgers baseball. So now let's get to it. Without further ado, Rutgers head baseball coach Steve Owens. All right, coach, so we'll start out with this past weekend down in Charleston, South Carolina. You guys started off on Friday night with a win over George Mason in 10 innings. You got a really good start out of Drew Conover. He threw 6 scoreless, 7 strikeouts, no walks, and then came back down 3-2 in the ninth and 4-3 in the 10th to get the walk-off win. Talk about, you know, the team's effort that game and then what you were able to get from Drew.
Well, Drew gave us a great start. He was in the strike zone at just such a high level compared to where he was at the week before. He really controlled the game very, very well. We got a chance to, I think we got ahead in the fourth, and his middle innings were really, really excellent. Well, as well, like, I think he had, you know, whatever you call it, immaculate inning where he had 9 pitches and 9 strikes. That gives you a lot of momentum when you get off the field like that. And it was a close, very hard fought game. Quick game. Like we were into the seventh or eighth inning, like in 2 hours. And, as a staff, I think we had 14 strikeouts and only 2 walks, you know, didn't hit guys. So much cleaned up from the previous Friday and, you know, kind of excited about that progress for sure.
All right, coach, then the last 2 games against Ball State on Saturday and Boston College on Sunday, a pair of close losses, 5-4 on Saturday, 6-4 on Sunday. What do you think the team, you know, can take away from those 2 games and coming up just short in 2 games where there were definitely opportunities for the team to pull ahead and get wins?
Yeah, I mean, Friday, you know, we had the lead. We lost the lead. We tied the game up. We lost the lead again, and then we came back and won the game, which is really hard to do, you know, momentum-wise, when you have it and then you lose it and then you have to do it 3 times. So that was a really good indication, that things were starting to get a little bit better for us. unfortunately, on Saturday, you know, and Sunday, we came up a run short on Saturday and two runs short on Sunday. But, you know, we again came out and scored early, which is very important to our offense. It also helps your pitching. It gives you an opportunity to not be perfect and to attack the strike zone. And, you know, John gave us a solid start, you know, where he threw a lot of pitches, but he didn't give up any runs. And then, you know, we kind of passed the ball off. Ethan Bowen, once again, was excellent. You know, true freshman coming in, pitching with a lot of confidence, aggressive, you know, a lot of moxie out there. You know, for a young kid early in his career, he's done very, very good job 2 weeks in a row. And, you know, we had the Saturday game won in the middle innings. We had multiple opportunities with the right guys up to extend the lead, score another run, change their pitching. You know, instead we made a couple mistakes, let them back in the game. You know, we had to try to score runs, you know, late off of a really elite reliever, Ryan Brown, who was really tough to hit. And we came up a run short, but the game wasn't lost at the end. The game was lost in the middle. And we have to close those games out. We worked really hard to, you know, to get ourselves in the position to just extend the lead, you know, one or two runs in the middle innings. And I think, you know, I think that ball games goes in the win column. And instead, you know, we came up a little bit short. Sunday, you know, again, I like the way our guys competed. Jake was aggressive. His command wasn't awesome, but he threw the ball very aggressively. And we went back to, you know, to Besser, Portnoy, you know, Bello and Mazza throughout the game out of the bullpen. Again, I was pleased with how those guys threw. We made a couple defensive mistakes in this game. We punched out twice with the bases loaded in the first inning. We hit into two double plays with less than, you know, with one out and runners on first and third. So, again, many squandered offensive opportunities with the chance to be on the good end, you know, of a two-run game instead of on the wrong end of a two-run game. So, we came up a little bit short pitching wise. We came up a little bit short on defense and our hitting, you know, again, we had some excellent weekends from some of our younger players that continue to impress. You know, some of our big dogs and our veteran guys, you know, still struggling a little bit you know, we're going to hang with them and they're going to work through it. And, you know, they're good players. Our offense hasn't been clicking on all cylinders yet, but we're going to keep working and we'll get it right and start scoring, you know, start scoring the amount of runs that we're used to scoring. So, you know, in general, three very, very competitive games, you know, some very good stuff. We're right there. But, you know, again, we went 1-2 on the weekend and our goal is to win every single weekend. We're facing really good pitching and playing good teams. So, obviously those teams are doing things a little bit better than we are right now. And we got to go back to work. This week we get a chance to play, you know, play a midweek game and then get on the road again, play a really good Greensboro team.
All right, Coach. And you talked a little bit about the young guys. You know, three freshmen have been really impressive. Trevor Cohen, obviously, we talked about last week. Hugh Pickney really started coming along in South Carolina, had a big game tying triple in the 10th inning in that Friday win. And then two hits, including a, you know, in the bottom of the ninth to put himself as the tying run on base. And then of course, Ethan Bowen, who's had two really good outings. Can you talk about, you know, what's allowed those guys to be so successful early, you know, and the offensive end, especially? You guys have probably faced two of the better pitchers in Cade Keeler and Ryan Brown that you'll see all season.
Yeah, those freshmen have done a good job. You know, they're you know, going to have stretches like every other freshman where they're really outstanding because they're talented. And then they'll have stretches where they don't do things really well. they're in a situation where they've earned the opportunity to play every day right now with what they've done. And they're playing with no expectations. They're playing loose and relaxed, and they're succeeding. And that's, you know, that's what it takes. You know, if you feel pressure, if you have high expectations that you think you have to live up to every second of the day, sometimes guys press. And I feel some of our veteran dudes are pressing a little bit. And, you know, hey, there's a high care level. They want to win. They have high expectations of themselves. This is a challenging game that, you know, you've got to have your mind in the right place. You got to have a great approach. And then you got to let your body work. And we're fighting some of those things with, you know, across the board, both on the mound and, you know, and at the plate. But our young guys, very pleased with them. They've been great. You know, Sweeney had a good weekend too, with some big hits in key spots. You know, we got some production from Danny Melnick, with a couple, you know, a few RBIs, especially in Friday's game. You know, Brito hit a home run on Sunday. I mean, hopefully that gets him going a little bit. And Cam was scrappy all weekend and did a good job of getting on base for us. So, you know, there's some things that are pointing in the right direction. We're still not good enough. In every single game, there's key elements. There's a key at bat. We get something going. Almost in every game, we've gotten things going. We just haven't situationally executed, both on offense, on the mound, and on defense. We have to get better in all aspects to win these really close games. And, you know, when we get rolling, you know, we probably won't be in as many close games. But right now, the games are close. We're still figuring out, you know, roles and identities and what type of team we want to be. And, you know, there's been a few bumps in the road, but it's real early in the season. We got 50 games left to go out to fight with our guys, and we're excited about, you know, the challenges of trying to get better and getting ourselves on the right side of the column.
All right, Coach, and looking ahead to this week, you have the home opener on Wednesday against St. Joe's, always a good matchup, and then heading down to Greensboro to take on UNC Greensboro, who went to an NCAA regional last year, won their conference. So another good challenge early in your non-conference slate.
Yeah, we'll get a midweek game in Wednesday if the weather allows us to. We're hoping that we had to push it from Tuesday to Wednesday. And with all the new construction at the field and the addition of the lights and the video board and stuff, there's a lot of stuff going on out there right now. So everyone could probably have used another day to, you know, to get things cleaned up and ready for us. It's early to be playing at home in the Northeast, but I think we're going to have a good enough day on Wednesday, and we'll play a good St. Joe's team, and that'll give some of our pitchers that haven't had tremendous opportunities yet to pitch a chance to pitch in the middle of the week and go out and compete. And then we'll wash the laundry and get back on a plane the next day and get back in North Carolina and practice that night and then go into another three-game weekend against a very good team. So, you know, we have to do this same kind of cycle 6 weeks in a row on the road. That's the grind of the early season. We've made some progress from the first weekend, you know, and there's not a lot of time to, you know, to change or rectify things with practices because, you know, Monday's off days and we have a game on Wednesday. So we only have Tuesday to practice this week. So tomorrow we'll do a lot of film work and talk about a lot of the things that we've done well and a lot of the things that we really need to clean up. And, you know, I'm sure that our players will pay attention and we'll make some adjustments and get some work with some guys and then, you know, get after a four-game week and see how it goes.
All right. Thank you, Coach Owens. And that'll do it for this week's edition of the Rutgers Baseball Podcast. Once again, Rutgers looking ahead to this week, home opener against St. Joe's on Wednesday at 3, and then on the road at UNC Greensboro this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.